Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Laugh with our three stars, Dennis Price, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. Now, we all want to be in films, whether we look like Richard Todd after 6 weeks in the sun or Boris Karloff after 6 all-night parties. However, getting into films is one thing. Getting out of them can be an even wiser move, as our island draft learned the hard way.
I say, Heather.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard the news? We are going to be on the films.
With what?
Well, some company is going to make a film about the Navy and the Admiralty of Lintland Trutbridge and us for a couple of days.
Only a couple? It's going to be a terribly short film.
Oh, well, I don't think we're quite in all of it, you know. They're going to pad it out a bit with a lot of actors, I expect.
You mean actors playing naval officers?
Yes. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, what's old Thunderguts got to do with it?
Love interest, probably. Oh, there goes number one. Like a blooming bee in the wrong hive.
Well, you better go and see what he wants, or you'll be the one that gets stung.
Oh, Lummy, he's swarming.
Come in.
Oh, good morning, sir. You swatted me?
I mean, you wanted me, sir?
Yes, about as much as the drowning man will clutch at a straw.
Yes, Mr. Phillips, I did. Where have you been?
Oh, practically everywhere, sir. I stayed with my aunt in Skegness last year, and, well, I had a week in Merthyr Tydfil's.
Oh. Idiot. You have no doubt heard that Trutbridge and ourselves are to be at the disposal of a film company for a few days. Now, Commander Povey will inform us of exactly what we're required to do and where we are to sail.
Oh, sir, am I navigating again?
Again? If my memory serves me correctly, you've never actually navigated for us yet. We've merely arrived at our intended destination through a process of elimination and blind guesswork.
Oh, that's a bit hard, huh?
Is it? Oh, well, I recall that during your hit-and-miss efforts to find Dover on one trip, we docked at so many foreign ports, you became known as the playboy of the Western world.
Well, sir, I found Dover, eventually.
You didn't. That was Hull. But it seemed to be your best offer.
Yeah.
Now, this time, I would be grateful if you would take note of our intended destination and try to remember to take at least the schoolboy actress with you.
Aye, sir.
In fact, you might stand a better chance if you brought the schoolboy as well.
Oh, don't you worry, sir. I'll be on the ball this time, sir.
You'll be on the carpet if you're not. Yeah, now, I'll go and get C.P.O. Pertwee provisioning tripe cream so we can put to sea as soon as we're acquired.
He's doing a bit of gardening outside the store, sir.
Gardening? Oh, Pertwee is incredible. I've known him to call a spade, but I've never actually seen him lift one. I must investigate this at once.
Lord Johnson, back to nature, the smell of new mown grass. Oh, invigorating, that's what it is.
Wouldn't you like to push this blooming mower for a bit?
No, Johnson, no. No, frankly, I wouldn't rob you. I wouldn't rob you of the healthy exercise that'll lose some of the excess tonnage round your grass box.
Slave labour, that's what it is.
Yes, agreed, Natter Fatty, agreed. Now, come on, get labour in, slave.
I know. Couldn't I use the motor mower? I could get done in no time then.
You'll get done in no time if you're not careful. Unfortunately, Johnson, I cannot permit you to use the motor mower, as I have no authority to use the petrol.
You could get the authority?
No, Johnson, I could not. However, if you care to offer me a reasonable price for a gallon of petrol, I might see my way clear.
I knew it. There had to be a reason why you come over all garden conscious. You've got a lot of gas petrol on your hands, haven't you?
Not a lot, Johnson, no. No, just a gallon. How much?
I'm skint.
Get pushing in. One man went to mow in the meadow.
How's me credit?
I've got the IOU made out. Sign here.
Yeah. You're all rotten, you are.
Right, I've sold up the mower, Johnson. The petrol's already in it.
Oh, you were pretty confident, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, Johnson. I tried to push that hand mower earlier. Nearly did myself a grave injustice and all.
I wish you'd have pushed a bit harder then, that's all.
Don't you snap at me, you hound dog. You get mowing.
Slave driver.
Ta-da, have a nice ride.
Yeah. Hey. Whoa. Hey. Hey, stop.
Oh, blimey. Straight through the guardroom. And out again. Pull the crap out, Sir Nick.
Hey, Chief.
What is it?
They're having their 11s in the guardroom.
You bulldozing great tear away, you. You've bashed the front door down going in and the back door down coming out.
Yeah, I've gone to pile on their carpet a bit of a mischief and all.
Oh, stupid great motorized home wrecker. Look at what you've done.
Johnson, the guard seems to have noticed.
I'm not surprised he was standing on the carpet. He didn't half jump when I jumped past.
Well, he should have hooted. All right, what's your ears, number one?
Ah, good morning, Chief. I see you're both indulging in a little late horticulture.
After? No, couldn't it be nice? We've been gardening.
My mistake. Chief, I want Tritridge made ready at once. We may have to put to sea at any time.
Oh, yes, sir. Who's caught up with us?
Chief, we are putting to sea under Admiralty orders, not doing a moonlight flit in a frigate.
Oh, we've got it, that's monotype.
And in your case, a natural one, Chief. Commander Povey will be here shortly, and we are to be at the disposal of a film company.
Film company? Cool. I'm going to be a film star then.
Hardly, Johnston, hardly. I presume this is a naval picture they're making, sir. Not a sequel to the Horrors of the Black Museum.
It is indeed, Chief, and it's not a sequel to the Horrors of the Black Market either, so watch it.
Aye, aye, sir.
Now, see about preparing Tritridge at once. I must get back to the office and see if Commander Povey has arrived yet.
Oh, I doubt it, sir. We'd have heard him.
Very probably.
Mm. If the wind's in the right direction, you can hear him give the order to cast off in Portsmouth.
And very useful that has been at times, Chief.
Yeah, fine pair of lungs he's got, sir.
Yeah, well, then try not to have them bellowing in your direction this trip. Grand morning, isn't it?
Grand morning. There's always something in there.
Number one here.
Jetty guard, yes, sir. Pompey launch sighted, sir.
Oh, thank you, Wilson. We were expecting it.
The launch is right in my line of fire, sir. Can I bang off a couple of rounds just for practice?
No, you can't.
Well, just one then, sir.
No.
Seems a terrible waste, sir. I couldn't miss it.
Goldstein, now you appear to have been on guard duties too long. You're trigger happy. Tell the chief we'll all be a lot safer if he finds you something else to do.
Aye, aye, sir.
You know, sir, he's getting dangerous.
Getting? He's got. Number one here.
Jetty guard again, sir.
Well?
Beg pardon, sir.
Goldstein, hello, Goldstein. Let's hope he didn't hit anything expensive.
Number one! What the blazes is that idiot on the jetty guard paying at? Just as my coxswain was tying up the launch, your raving lunatic fired at us.
Really? I must remember to tell him what a rotten shot he is.
Charlie nearly blew my star off.
Well, if you had your back to him, it's a fair-sized target, isn't he? You mean the stern of the launch,
Mr. Phillips?
This sort of mistake creates a very bad impression on our guests. And let me introduce you to the film director, Mr. Anthony J. Anthony.
Oh, I've just had the most dreadful shock.
Yes, you do look a bit pale.
So you'd be if you'd had a flaming red shell whipped past your napper.
And now perhaps you'd like to explain to the number one what you want them to do first.
Certainly. Lock up that nut who fired us.
Oh, of course. The waiting in question has been relieved of his duties. As from now.
Sub-Lieutenant Nervous quaking. Speaking. Who? Oh, hang on, I'll ask.
What is it?
Jetty guards, eh? He says, beg pardon again, and would you like duck for dinner?
Certainly not. Tell him to report to Chief Petty Officer Pertwee and place himself under close arrest.
Aye. Go in, find the chief, and get yourself bunged in the rattle. What? No, you can't.
No, he can't what?
Poof off one more for luck, sir.
I should think not, indeed. Mr. Anthony has been upset enough already. I must apologize, Mr. Anthony. Well, now where's he gone?
Well, he appears to have gone to ground under the knee hole of my desk.
But I'm not coming out until the feast spoil.
Oh, go on, be a devil. He hasn't aimed this way yet.
He'd better not. So for goodness sake, come out of there and tell them what the draft is required to do for this picture.
Oh, all right, then. You and your frigate are in the battle sequence.
Yeah, well, that'll please able seaman Goldstein.
I've marked the North Headland on this map. And on this other side of it, we've built some pretty good mock ships. Out of wood and canvas. Your job will be to sail around the headland, and as soon as you can see these dummy ships, open fire on them.
Will you be aboard?
Yes, sir. I shall be on top of the headland with a camel crew.
You don't think I'll be any safer up there, do you?
I'm having a chauffeur, Doug, and I'll direct through a periscope.
Oh, I shouldn't bother. If you're there, Goldstein will ferret you out eventually. Yes, you know, Goldstein may give you the most frightful shock.
Come on, service office, Portsmouth.
Admiral, dear, I've got a call for you. This is the Admiral. Who's that?
It's Commander Service.
Oh, never mind. It's my fourpence. I say, it's Toby there.
I'm Pete Northside, visiting the Island Drum.
Oh, don't bother. I expect he's visiting the Island Drum.
Can I take a message, sir?
Well, the devil should I know. You're Toby's secretary, not mine. Mine's a complete moron. Mumbles all the time. I know. Can you take a message?
I'll try, sir.
Well, tell him there's a home fleet exercise on tomorrow, will you? Down your way somewhere. C&C Portsmouth knows all about it. I should too, but nobody tells me a thing up here.
I'll ask him to contact the C&C as soon as possible.
Oh, good girl. No, better than that. Tell him to contact the C&C as soon as possible. Oh, cheerio. Thanks for ringing. Remember me to...
Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, sir.
Steady at that.
Steady at that, sir.
Over a bit.
Over a bit light, sir.
Mr. Phillips, is it quite impossible for you to get us underway without clutching great chunks off the jetty?
Actually, sir, I always forget the beast. Nothing to worry about, sir. When we get back, we won't even be able to see it, sir.
Mm. You're so right. And the post you knocked off this time is on deck and coming with us.
Oh, well done, sir. You caught the post.
Oh, very funny. Who's next to Potent's Knock?
The gas works if you don't look out.
What? Oh, lummy. Back a bit.
Back a bit.
No, scrub that.
Scrub that,
right hand up to the top and back again.
Right hand up to the top and back again.
What is this dance we're doing, Mr. Phillips? The shimmy?
Oh, yes, sir. Do you reverse? steady at that, Chief.
I'm almost frightened to ask, Mr. Phillips, but have you by some accident brought the chart showing our destination with you?
Oh, no, sir, I don't. Oh, good gracious, I have. Oh, I am proud.
Our heartiest, Mr. Phillips. Now, before you become drunk with power,
May I suggest you read the wretched thing and point us in the right direction?
Oh, pleasure, sir. I'm always willing to. What was that?
Oh, well, there's the thing, sir. It's Nunky and he's Tug, sir.
Ah, now there's a surprise. Who whistled him up?
Well, sir, I may have happened to mention, just in passing, of course, that Troutbridge was put into sea. And it's a pure coincidence, sir, Nunky's here.
Aha, as I thought. Well, this time, Nunky is dead out of luck. If we're stuck aground for the rest of our service, I'm not asking your Uncle Ebenezer for assistance this time, so you can tell him to put that down his dilapidated smokestack and puff it.
Well, Nunky will be very disappointed, sir. He reckons his business is founded on Mr. Phillips's navigation.
Oh, I say steady on.
If he don't cop a bob or two out of us every time we go out, he's usually all right for a bit of salvage work from ships who haven't quite passed us in the night. No, no, this time, Monkey! He's brought his chops with him! Language,
Nunky,
language!
Sound and you, Chief. Enough, Chief, or Nunky'll run out of steam.
One last word.
I say, perfect rear.
Oh, that's something, sir. Nunky's in the right temper now. He's shoveling coal on like mad.
So he is. Yeah, what do you think he's doing? He's heading this way.
Oh, it's all right, sir. I think he's going.
Everybody down! Blimey, the silly old fool's rammed him. And scuttled himself.
If we had the marine band aboard, we could have given him a chorus of hand, knees, and bumps to daisy.
Help! I'm drowning!
Oh, it seems pity, but I suppose we'd better pick him up, sir.
Lower a seaboat, Chief.
Oh, I said. Lower a seaboat and pick up old Father Thames!
Yes, and whilst we're at the bus stop, you might have another look at the chart, Mr. Phillips, just to see if we are, by some remote chance, on course.
Oh, we are, sir. We should be coming up this side of the headland any time now, sir.
Oh, I'm delighted and astonished to hear it. I trust Mr. Anthony J. Anthony has had sufficient time to dig himself in by now.
Number one!
Oh, Lummy, old Thundergut.
Oh, good gracious, I didn't know you were aboard, sir.
That is hardly surprising. At the last moment, I thought if this confounded film company are ever to get the scene they want, I'd better be aboard to keep an eye on you.
I know that was kind of you, sir.
Yeah. However, I'd hardly stepped on deck when I got cussed in the back of the neck by a whacking great jetty poster that landed.
Oh, what a shine, sir.
I just about recovered from that and was about to make a few notes.
Notes, sir?
I want you to be sure that my evidence at your court-martial should miss out nothing, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, well, if there's any little details you're hazy about, sir, I'd be only too pleased. Oh, lummy. Leslie Phillips, retired, RN, rapidly.
I'd hardly got my pencil out when I knocked off my seat again as first British man.
You're not having a very good day, are you, sir?
I'm having a wonderful day. A few personal inconveniences are well worth enduring, as it means I've got the lot of you where I want you at last.
Hardly, sir. I mean, it will merely be your evidence against
our... No evidence, number one. You're forgetting the owner of that ghastly tug.
Oh, blimey, Nunky. Permission to drop him overboard again, sir.
Certainly not.
Oh.
I'm sure he will prove to be a most cooperative witness. And if he makes a claim, I shall support it up to the hilt.
I had a feeling you might.
Now, for goodness sake, get underway or Mr. Anthony will never get this wicked film finished.
Certainly, sir. We should be coming up our side of the North Headland very shortly now.
Come on, appear at his office, Portsmouth.
Admiral here. I have a call for you.
Well, this is the Admiral speaking.
Aye, sir.
I say, what's happened to your voice, Poe? It's gone all squeaky.
He's his commander, sir. His secretary, sir.
What? Oh, never mind. I'll have a word with your secretary.
Commander Perry is not here, sir.
He's not there? Well, that's dashed awkward. When he turns up, tell him the CNC wants him to join him aboard Makepeace. He's lying with the rest of the home fleet off the South Headland.
Aye, sir. Commander Povey may be aboard Tritbridge off the North Headland by now.
Oh, do stop mumbling and find out where Povey is, will you? Well, nice of you to call. Oh, by the way, old what's-his-name sends his...
Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, please, sir.
Now, on the other lock.
On the other lock, sir.
You know, where he learned navigation is a complete mystery to me.
I didn't learn it, sir. I just sort of picked it up.
You should have put it down again, quicker.
Oh, fair, fair, sir. We're on course this time. We should be rounding the headland any minute now, sir.
Amazing how much simpler it is when you remember to bring your charts with you, isn't it?
It's fascinating, sir. You know,
yes.
I never have believed it would make so much difference. I'll make sure I always have them in future, sir.
As far as the Navy is concerned, Mr. Phillips, I very much doubt if you had any future. I've had a few words with the captain of that tug you rammed.
I rammed? But he rammed us.
Not according to his evidence. And mine, of course.
Don't worry, Mr. Phillips, sir. Nuck, he'll soon change his tune when I've had a word in his show off.
Bridge number one here.
Port lookout, sir. We're coming round the headland, and I can see the dummy ship, sir.
Thank you, so can we.
Beg pardon, sir. But Abel Seaman Goldstein says, can he come out that rattle long enough to fire at them, sir?
No, he cannot. Congratulations, Mr. Phillips. We seem to be in the right place for a girl.
Oh, sir, it was nothing.
Now, you've been modest, sir.
Oh,
a blimey miracle.
Number one, I said it might be a lot wiser for all concerned if I took command now, as I know exactly what Mr. Anthony requires.
Oh, by all means, sir.
Bridge number one here.
Port lookout, sir. The dummy ships are within range, sir.
Thank you.
Abel Seaman Goldstein spotted them through the porthole too, sir. And he says all he wants is just one quick spot, sir.
No.
I say, this film company have done a jolly convincing job, haven't they? I mean, those ships look positively real.
Yes, most effective.
You'd never think they were just bits of wood and canvas, wouldn't you?
No, all very realistic.
I suppose they couldn't possibly...
Well, don't ask me, Chief. Commander Purvey's in command for the present.
Oh! Oh, yes. How are you, sir?
Stand by guns.
Stand by guns, sir.
Bridge here.
Gunnery officer here. I'm Captain Raring to go. What's the old target?
Captain Raring?
Raring. On the command fire, I want those dummy ships dead ahead blasting out of the water.
I say, bang, just give us a shout when you're ready, won't you?
Give us a shout?
Ah, that's the style, yes.
I don't know what to say.
How about fire, sir?
Sir, I say, I just noticed something.
Did what?
No, sir, but...
Far one.
See, the whole...
That's odd.
That's a terribly strong wood, sir.
Far two, continue.
Blimey, the dummies are firing back.
Here, I say, they're not supposed to do that, are they?
They're signaling.
But they can't. They're dummies.
Not exactly, sir, now.
No, I'll read the signal down.
Signal reads, two idiots aboard Trout Bridge from CNC
stop tackling the young fleet, single handy. What are you trying to do? Start the civil war. Messaging abruptly, sir.
I think it's for you, sir.
Oh, Fleet, good grief. I've shot at the CNC.
The third team, sir. I'm knowing him. I feel he may shoot back when you return to Pompey.
I beg pardon, sir, but I've just been looking at the top of the Evelyn and I can't see the cameras anywhere.
That's what I was trying to say before, you know. And according to the chart, you see, they should be, Oh, lummy.
Phillips, what have you done?
Oh, simple mistake, sir. I mean, it could have happened to anyone.
What is it?
Well, you're not going to believe this.
Well, try it, sir, for Drake's sake.
Well, I had the chart upside down.
What?
This isn't the North Headland at all, sir. It's the South.
You raving lunatic. First you hazard the ship, then you ram a tug, and now you've made me practically wipe out our entire naval fleet.
Clumsy, aren't I, sir?
You'll suffer by this. I'll have you in the tower before I'm through.
Beg pardon, sir, and with all due respect, sir. But I wouldn't advise that, sir. No.
You wouldn't what?
Well, sir, it was a simple mistake, sir. Could have happened to anyone on shore, sir, but as coxswain. More evidence for Mr. Phillips' defense might be...
Your evidence? What evidence?
Well, sir, in a manner of speaking, at the time you took them out, that I don't recall your checking the ship's position before you took over. Sir.
I was here all the time.
Ah, but not in command, sir.
Exactly, sir. And I don't recall you making any inquiry as to the ship's course either.
That's ridiculous. Like,
simple mistake, sir. Could have happened to anybody.
Of course, sir. Of course. If Mr. Phillips' little discrepancies should happen to fit your memory.
No disparagement on your navigating, Mr. Phillips.
You help yourself, Chief. Just get me out of this muck.
Yes, sir. With alacrity, sir. With alacrity.
Yes, Chief. It promises to be a fair old corker.
Yes.
Happen to fit my memory? What are you talking about?
Well, sir, I thought it was just possible we might not have heard your order to fire.
Not heard it? But we opened fire, man.
I'll say we did.
Oh, great tragic, Cabal. Great tragic. Able Seaman Goldstein's a good lad. But he's frigged at me. And with a long sick leave, sir, I'm sure he'll recover.
Ah, Goldstein, of course.
That's that overwork it was, sir. Fanatical devotion to duty. The lad's not to blame, sir. It comes from a good home. Never a word out of him.
Oh, all right, all right, all right. You're absolute taskmasters of blackmail. The whole conniving bunch of you.
Praise from Caesar is praise indeed.
I take it then, sir. It's a deal.
It's a deal.
Oh, well done, Pertwee.
Oh, thank you, sir. Right, pull ahead together and left hand down a bit.
Pull ahead together and left hand down.
Mr. Phillips.
Sir? Enough is enough. I'll navigate.
Oh, very wise, sir.
Thank you, Chief. Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, okay, sir.
Grand morning for bashing the daylight out of the home fleet, isn't it?
That was Dennis Price, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Dennis Price was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Heather was Heather Chasen, the Admiral was Daniel Evans, and Anthony J. Anthony was played by Michael Bates. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnson. The Navy Lark was presented by the BBC.